Now we're moving on to the first half of the second inning now, and the lead batter will be John Roseboro for the Dodgers. Ron Fairley and Nate Oliver will follow. No score. Roseboro is a left-handed batter. He's hitting .284, three homers and 42 runs batted in. One hit off Bruce, a lead single by Trzuski in the first inning. Roseboro goes for that slow pitch and pops it up into the seats off the left side. Strike one. That one almost went through an umbrella. One strike. Ron Fairley will bat next. Top of the second. Outfield is, well, Wynn is straight away in center. Staub is pulling Roseboro in right, though. Curveball low inside, and it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 count. Bruce has pitched 190 innings, allowed 186 hits, and Bob's ERA is 2.89 as he starts today, making his 29th start of the year. Here's the pitch. Roseboro hits a long foul to right field. Ooh, he got a hold of that one. Way off the end of the stands down the right field line, foul ball 1-2. Bruce, in his 28 previous starts, has gone the distance 8 times, and his 8 complete games is high on our staff. Here's the 1-2 windup now, and the pitch on the way to Roseboro. There's a ball outside. Ball 2, strike 2. One of the reasons for Bob's good year, we have mentioned before, is the fact that his control has been excellent. He has given up only 31 walks in 191 innings this year. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Roseboro now. There's a fly ball right field. It's deep, and Staub is over for it on the run. He's going to get it. Makes the catch on it in deep right center field. One down. So Roseboro drives one to deep right center, taken by Rusty Staub. And here's Ron Fairley, the first baseman. Fairley is hitting .257, left-handed batter also, with 10 homers and 72 runs batted in. One out, nobody on base. Nothing for Los Angeles, nothing for Houston. Here's the windup by Bruce and the pitch on the way now, and Fairley takes a strike around the knees. Well, let's check these scores now. I want to keep you posted all afternoon on them because, as most of you know, they're very important. Braves are still way out in front of Philadelphia in their ball game today, low inside. One ball, one strike. Milwaukee 14, Philadelphia 4 now, with the Phillies batting in the bottom half of the eighth. Tony Kloninger was the starting pitcher for the Braves. He was taken out in the eighth inning, has just been removed, incidentally. Ball inside. And Jim Bunning started for Philadelphia but was knocked out in the fourth. Joe Torre has homered for the Braves in the eighth with nobody on. John Callison has homered twice, and he has just picked up the fifth run for Philadelphia with an eighth-inning home run. Swing and a foul ball. Ball two, strike two on Fairley. So that is now Milwaukee 14 and Philadelphia 5, with the Phillies still batting in the bottom of the eighth. Ball two and strike two on Fairley. One out, nobody on base. Nate Oliver will bat next for the Dodgers here now in the top of the second inning. Bruce goes into his windup, and the pitch on the way to Fairley. He just about got him on that one. He checked just in time. High inside pitch, but he almost went for it. Three balls, two strikes. Cincinnati beat New York for their eighth win in a row in the first game of their doubleheader, 4-1. Jim O'Toole won his 17th game, and Tracy Stollard was the loser. He's the first Major League pitcher to lose 20 this year. Foul ball up in the seats off the left side by Fairley, and the count holds at 3-2. No home runs in that first game at New York. So the Reds now have won 8 games in a row. They have won 11 of their last 12 games. The second game is just getting started. Joey Jay will go for the Reds. Galen Sisko for New York. At this moment, the Reds and the Phillies are tied for first place. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. So Fairley goes out on strikes, two away, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Nate Oliver. That's the second strikeout for Bruce today. He got Griffith in the first. Here's Oliver. He bats right, two outs, nobody on, hitting .249. 20 runs batted in for this little right-handed batter. Bruce's first pitch to him is outside at the letters, ball one. St. Louis 3 and Pittsburgh nothing at the end of 5. Roger Craig against Vernon Law in that one. And the Cubs defeated San Francisco 4-1 in the first game of their doubleheader today. There was a pretty good pitching attraction there. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Oliver now. There's a high foul. No play on that one. Back up into the seats. One ball, one strike. Larry Jackson defeated Juan Marichal in that first game. Cubs won it 4-1. Jackson won his 23rd game of the year. Marichal is a 20-game winner. He's 20-8 now, and Jackson is 23-10. It was nothing and nothing until the Cubs scored all four runs in the eighth inning, and the Giants came back with one in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Oliver. Call strike on the outside corner at the knees, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Oliver now. Ground ball in the hole. Casco backhands it. Can't get it. That'll probably be a base hit. Ball got away from Casco, going back into the hole. Got a glove on it. It hit the heel of his glove and bounced up his arm, and Oliver is safe at first. So with two outs, I doubt that Casco could have made the play on Oliver had he picked it up. Let's see what the official score says. So there are two outs now, and here's Bart Shirley. They're going to give him an error on it. That is officially charged as an error on Casco. That's only about the 15th error on Casco this year. So it's a boot on the Houston shortstop, Eddie Casco. And now here's Bart Shirley. There's a lob over to first base. Shirley is hitting 306. Bats right-handed, five runs batted in. No score, top of the second inning. The Dodgers have their second base runner on now. And Oliver takes and breaks on the first pitch. There's a ground ball right back up the middle, and Morgan forced him on it. Well, he put that one in a good spot. Joe was standing on the bag when he caught that ground ball on the hit and run. So Shirley is safe at first, and Oliver is forced out unassisted by the second baseman, Joe Morgan. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, one error. One man was left on base. Bottom of the second coming up now. Dodgers nothing, Colt 45's nothing.